And do you know much about your grandparents on either side?
Yes, on my mother's side, I know a lot. My father's side, his father died when my father was quite young.
Really?
I did know his mother,
Mm-hmm.
who lived to be about 97, I think it was. And but my mother's grandfather and grandmother moved to Denver from Wellington, Kansas. He was a city engineer in Wellington, Kansas. And they moved to Denver after he retired and lived down there. And I got to know him quite well. In fact, he gave me his diary of the Civil War in 1924. I can remember him getting dressed to go down to the Memorial Day parades in Denver and so forth. And that's how I got interested in the Civil War and became a Civil War buff, was to follow, and we followed his route through the Civil War and compared what we saw with what he said in alternated chapters.
Yeah. What were some of the big battles he was involved in?
Oh, he was in Antietam, Fredericksburg, Vicksburg, Wilderness,
Wow.
North Anna, Petersburg.
Did he get injured at all? Any injuries or anything?
No, the closest he got to being hit was a mini ball in the sole of his shoe.
Oh yeah. Wow, that's amazing. Did
But they had an awful lot of casualties in his outfit, the 8th Michigan.
Oh. Why did he join up with the 8th Michigan? How does that work? Do you know?
Well, he was up plowing in the field on their farm, and a bunch of the youngsters of the area were in a wagon going to Hastings, Michigan, to watch the fellows join up for the war. And they got down there and they said, "Come on, John." His name was John. Said, "Come on, John, why don't you join? Put your name down." So he did, and they didn't even ask him his age, and he was actually underage to
Really?
join. And he thought he'd go home and tell his folks he had joined up, and but they got orders to move out that night, and he didn't see his parents for 3.5 years. But his quote in his diary is that my brother Adam, my younger brother Adam, finished the plowing.
Yeah. That must have been, that's something. I'm not sure. I'm actually from Michigan, so I'm originally from Michigan, so.
Well, it was a small agricultural community about 15 miles out of Hastings, Michigan,
Yeah.
up near Battle Creek and so forth.
Oh, okay, that's a long, yeah, that's, I'm from Southeastern, so that's a long ways away. Okay, and do you know what their ancestry was? Or what your ancestry is, really?
It was Dutch mostly. He describes some of the ancestry going back to John Zyder, the Zyder Zee in Holland. And they moved in when they first, when his parents came over, they were first in Dauphin County, Pennsylvania, which is pretty much Dutch area around Hershey and Lancaster and up in there, so.
Okay. Let me move this just a little bit in. Anything else, like your grandmother's or anything like that,
No,
ancestry?
not necessarily. I was so thrilled with my grandfather because he trusted me with his diary and everything,
Yeah.
his own handwriting.
Right. And you may have mentioned this, but I need to. What was his occupation?
He was, my grandfather was city engineer for Wellington, Kansas.
Okay. Got it that time.